Philip Sample PS, these are concurred today's date is 05/29/2023. Dictation is for Dominic Orozco. Orozco spells O-R-O-Z-C-O. Dominic spells D-O-M-I-N-I-C. Date of birth is 09/06/1972. This is a 50-year-old gentleman here for a routine follow-up period. Next paragraph. Patient, Mr. Orozco has a history of opioid use disorder. He's currently on Suboxone. He's here for follow-up for this condition and medication refills, he states. Since his last visit, he has had no need to seek medical, psychological, surgical, or emergency care. And that stands states today he has no complaints. Period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history, medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes. Period. Next paragraph. Review of systems. All systems were reviewed and were negative. Period. Next paragraph. Physical exam is alert oriented and no acute distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 96% of room air. Blood pressure is 162/92. Pulse 72. Respiration 18. Temperature 98.1. Period. Next paragraph. HEENT normal. Next paragraph. Neck fluid motion. No rigidity. No meningeal signs. Period. Next paragraph. Respiratory. Good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph. Cardiac regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, no organomegaly, no rebound, no guarding, no rigidity, has normal bowel sounds, period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bullae, period. Next paragraph. Neuro is alert oriented times 3. Cranial nerves to return is normal. Motor and sensory functions are normal. Mood and affect are normal. Period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment is number 1 is opioid use disorder. Number 2, hypertension. Number 3, vitamin D deficiency. Period. Next paragraph. Question. Please include hypercholesterolemia in his diagnosis too. Next paragraph, patient and I had a discussion about his blood pressure, which has been consistently elevated on almost every visit for his Suboxone. And we talk about addressing this issue with medication. He indicated that he's not ready to start medication yet because he thinks it is the traffic. And once he comes into the doctor's office, that causes him to have an elevated blood pressure, period. On several visits in the past, he was given a log to document his blood pressure at home or others. Less stressful environment, and he said he lost those logs. He was given another log today to document his blood pressure. As I'm becoming concerned that his blood pressure at today 161/92 is getting worse. Period. Next paragraph. We reviewed his labs. So they did recently. Labs revealed cholesterol at 239, total cholesterol 239, triglyceride at 303, and LDL at 128. His good cholesterol, VLDL, is at 53, which is high. And patient indicated that he has cholesterol medication at home. He was given by us before, but he has never taken them and said he will start taking them today, period. Next paragraph is vitamin D. Levels is low at 14. He was given replacement vitamin D3, 50,000 units. He will take 1 PO weekly for 90 days. Number 12, next medication, Suboxone 8/2 milligrams SL film. He will take 1 film SL BID for 30 days. Number 60. Patient was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. Again, I emphasize the importance of blood pressure control. He declined medication. He said he's going to complete the log on a daily basis and bring it back, and if it's high on his next visit along with the log, he will consider taking medication, period. End of the patient.